Okay, so we're going to start. So we have a very interesting pasuk with a medrash. And we'll see. I think there are, I'd like to try and say two or three chidushim on this medrash. Two of them are connected and one's not connected. So the pasuk says that when Esav sees Yaakov, Vayaras Esav ikraso, vayechavkeu, and he kissed him. Vayechavkeu, he grabbed him, he hugged him. He kissed him. And the word yishakeu, there's a bunch of dots on it, and then it says vayivku, and then they cried. So Rashi already says that the dots mean that it wasn't just a simple kissing. So the Medrash Tanhuma brings as follows. Bigesh Esav the Nashko. Really, Esav's plan was to bite him. Like he was such a beastly person, right? Esav had this tremendous hatred for Yaakov. One of the Sfarim brings in the Koyach HaTzir that for 20 years, this is what he's thinking about. I'm going to get Yaakov. And finally, here's that Yaakov's coming, and he's out to get him. So he's charging. So there's a tremendous hatred. And when he sees Yaakov, so what does he do? He, first thing he does, he bites him. It's like very beastly, like I have a hema. So he wants to bite Yaakov. Vinaza Savaro Shashayish. And instead, Yaakov's neck became hard, like marble, whatever. And he wasn't able to bite him. Lechein Nokun and Vayeshakeu. It wasn't a real kiss because he was really trying to bite him. Okay. Then it is vayivku. And then they both cried. Pasuk says clear that they both cried. Lama bachu. Why were they both crying? So it says as follows. Moshe demah davar daimet. What is this compared to? The zev, there was a wolf. Shebo lachto v'sa'ayo. He came to catch a ram. Hiskawayo the nuggle. So the ram sees the wolf coming. So the ram goes on the offensive. He tries to attack the wolf with his horns. The wolf is trying to bite the ram. The ram is trying to gore the wolf. Niklish Shane Hazev Picarneo. So the wolf missed his target. And instead of biting the ram, his teeth went into the horns of the ram, right? Because the ram's brushing with his horns, the wolf trying to bite the ram. So sometimes, he missed. He got instead of biting the ayo, he bit the horns. So So then what happens is both the ram and the wolf start to cry. Why? Hazei baicha, the wolf cries. He's disappointed. I thought I was going to get this animal, and look, I took a bite, and it didn't work. The medrash is not learning because he hurt his teeth. That's a different medrash. Maybe Rashi brings that, whatever. But not because he hurt his teeth, but just, I took a bite, and I got a horn, which is nothing. I couldn't bite him. So the wolf is crying because, I can't do anything. I'm powerless. It's depressing. I thought I would be able to get this animal, and I find that I'm powerless. So the wolf is crying, Shlo yucho laso slo klum. I can't do anything. I took a bite and it didn't do nothing. And the ram is crying, Shlo yachti yargeyu. The ram says, look, he took a bite. He tried to bite me. Mistami is going to bite again, and then he's going to get me. Okay, the first time I was lucky. He got my horn. The second time, who says he's going to get my horn? The next time he bites, he'll get me. So the ram is crying because he sees the wolf trying to get him. He sees that the first time he was by the skin of his teeth, he survives. The second time, he's probably going to get killed. And the wolf is crying because, look, I'm powerless. Afkar. So here also, Esav Yaakov. Esav Becha Al Shenaset Savar Yaakov Kishayis. Esav's crying because, look, I can't get anywhere. I thought I could take a good bite, and it's not going. It's like I bit the shayish. It doesn't go. Just like the ram bit the horn. It doesn't go. And Yaakov's crying because he's scared. Look, Esav's trying to bite me, okay, he didn't succeed this time, but next time, you know, Hashem made a nace, doesn't mean I'm always going to be roy for a nace. Maybe 10 minutes later, I won't be roy for a nace. Maybe if tomorrow, I won't be roy for a nace. You have to be on a Baal Madrega to be roy from a nace. If you see that Esav's trying to get me, the only way I survive is at a nace. And Stama Esav is going to go again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and there'll be a point that I'm not roy for a nace. Okay, that's the Medrash. Let's just look at the bottom. So the Eitz Yosef, just read the whole Mar Mokum. So he says, "Lachach Nokud veShakeil." There's a dot on the kissing. "Vahotzi Amida Pshuto." Midrash say Noshin Neshika. "Umiyo Gam Bevadei Noshko." But you can't say he didn't kiss him. "Tivahavkin Avik Sivin Yoshkeil." So what's the pshat? The pasuk says he kissed him, and Chazal say he really wanted to bite him. And the Iker Kavanotzi Neshika, he tried to bite him. But after he tried by him and it didn't go, then he became his friend and he kissed him. Okay. So let's analyze what's going on. The Medame, this story with Yaakov and Esav, to the story of a wolf and the ram. So something doesn't make sense. Why are they both crying? Right? One of them should be crying and one shouldn't, right? Either the ram should decide, ha, 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 you can't get me, I don't have to worry. Or vice versa, the wolf should say, okay, I missed you this time, but I'm going to get you next time. Right? But it doesn't make sense. Why is the wolf saying, I didn't succeed, I'm hopeless, it's hopeless, I can't do anything. And he's crying because he can't do anything. And the ram is crying because he's afraid for the next time. Why is the ram worried about the next time and the wolf fears there is no next time? Like someone's making a mistake somewhere. Same thing with Yaakov and Esav. Why is it that Yaakov is crying because, next time Esav's going to attack me and I'm not going to be roy for an ace? And Esav is crying because, I'm powerless. Well, Yaakov's saying you're not powerless. Why does Yaakov think you're not powerless and Esav thinks he is powerless? Right? Something is strange in this Medrash. It's a very strange Medrash. Why? That the wolf and the ram have opposite opinions of what's happening. Same thing Yaakov and Esav. They have opposite opinions. So the assumption is that probably the bigger mistake is being made by Esav. But also in the Moshe, who made the mistake? The wolf or the ram? Pashas, it's the wolf is the one that made the mistake. The wolf takes a bite. It was mazel of the ram, that the ram happened, that instead of biting the ram, his teeth went on the horn. So if he tries again, he won't get the horn, right? The pashas, the wolf, is the ram's havana, that he's in danger, is right. Okay, the first time he missed. So try a second time, he won't miss. So why is it that the wolf says, he's crying because he can't do it. And if the wolf does feel that way, and there is a good reason why the wolf feels that way, so why is the ram crying because he's scared? So apparently Pshat is that logically the ram is right. Of course, the wolf should try a second time, and the ram therefore is scared. And that's why the ram is crying. Yaakov is crying because Esav logically should try again. Esav hates me. I see Esav hates me. He mamish wants to bite me. Such a tremendous hatred. So he's probably going to try again. And who says, just because this time I was protected, who's going to be next time? But the wolf is a different story. Because the wolf tried and he didn't succeed. And there's an emotional, one of the biggest sides of Musar is that people are not rational. People are emotional. When you try to do something and you don't succeed, so the logical thing is, so try again. It's very logical. You know, you're bad luck. The ram's horn got in your way. So try again and he won't get in your way. But that's intellectually. But emotionally, it's a whole different story. I tried. I put my heart into it. I worked so hard. I got emotionally worked up. I got excited. This is going to be great. I'm going to do it. And then it fizzled. And I was disappointed. We're not going to try again and risk being disappointed again. I don't have the energy to work up again. It's psychological. It's emotional. It's emotional exhaustion. I can't try a second time. It's a blockage. Once I failed and I didn't succeed, then it's very, very, even the logic says, okay, there was a fluke. How often does the ram's horn get into your teeth? But that's intellectual. Intellectuals will try again, big deal. But emotionally, if it doesn't go, it's almost impossible. Obviously, not impossible, because you see people that do it. But it's very, very difficult to do again. Right? The example would be simple in yeshiva. A guy comes into the yeshiva, he comes edel, and he's all pumped, and he's ready to go, and he wants to work really hard and to learn, and he's excited, and he's going to try. And then some fluke happens, he gets a bad chavrusa. It's not his fault even. He got a bad chavrusa. He came a day late, he's the odd man out, he didn't get a chavrusa. Okay? So it didn't work out. It didn't work out, not his fault. So now you tell him, logic would be, okay, listen, you wanted to go, it was a bad year for you, bad man, next man's a news man, next man, now you know, he's a chacham, he's a noirad, get yourself a good chavrusa, start it early. I can't. I was so pumped, I came in with such energy, it didn't go, I can't try again. It's not a rational thing, it's an emotional thing. A person who works hard, a guy goes in, I know people, you know, the guy goes and works very hard. He wants to work hard and starts a job. And he works very hard. He starts, goes and becomes a Rebbe. And he works very hard. He has a crazy class, which sometimes does happen. Sometimes. So, I can't, he's dropping out. Again, you for 20 years, you were planning on being a Rebbe. It was a disaster. Okay, it was because you had one meshuggah in your class, you know? It happens once in a while. I'm telling you, most classes aren't like that. No. I can't do it again. I worked so hard and I was a failure. That's it. I quit. I can't do it. Right? That's human nature. There's a certain human nature. So therefore, what's happening here is like this. The ram is looking at this logically. Logically, you tried once, you'll try again. Why not? Just because the first time didn't succeed. There's no logical reason. If you want it, you should try again. But the wolf has an emotion which the ram doesn't have. The ram doesn't have the emotion of failure because he didn't fail. But the wolf has the emotion of failure. He tried and he failed. And failure is such a dangerous feeling that the wolf, he comes to the conclusion, that's it, I failed, I'll never be able to do it again. And therefore he's crying, so the ram is crying because, oh, the guy's going to do it again. And the wolf is crying because I can't do it again. I can't, I'm a failure. And that's the same thing with Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is using his logic. He says, logically, if Esav went ahead and tried so hard after 20 years, and he has such tremendous hatred that he wants to bite me, you know, not even want to use a knife to kill me. He wants to kill me with his bare teeth, you know. He's so hatred. So Yaakov says, Ayvei, so Hashem, you know, he's probably, you know, this, he'll probably try again in 10 minutes, an hour, tomorrow. And I can't count on a nace every time. You know, Hashem made me a schus, I schus him. Chusim can run out, or I won't be on the Madrega, Shema Yikra Machet, who knows? So Yaakov is petrified. This logically, he's going to do it again. But Esav has the emotion of failure. And the emotion of failure tells Esav, I can't do it again. I tried, I failed, and that's it. I give up. Which is a tremendous to hear, because Esav had such a drive. He had this 20 years of drive. I'm going to kill Yaakov. And yet once he fails, he can't do it again. Okay, that would be chiddush number one. So chiddush number one is the power of failure. That we have to sometimes realize how people are not intellectual, even though it makes no sense. It was a fluke. Try again. But there's an emotional power of failure. That's the best precaution is a warning of the problem. Chiddush number two, which is just an extension of that, is the Eitz Yosef thread. The Eitz Yosef says that what happened after Esav failed? So what does he do? The Eitz Yosef says, V'achar shenoshko, after he bit him, and it didn't go, and he hurt his teeth, nefach le'ovo. So he got transformed to someone who loves Yaakov and Nashko, and he really kissed him. Like, what in the world is that supposed to mean? Right? Esav comes with this tremendous hatred. He wants to bite Yaakov. He tries biting him, he's not successful, and he's crying. He's upset. I can't bite him. So now he's going to kiss him. So why is he kissing him? Right? Because I love you. You know, you don't love me. You're crying because you're upset that you can't bite me. That's what it says in the Medrash. He doesn't love him. He wants to bite him. He tried biting him, and he still wants to bite him. And he's upset that I can't bite him. That's why he's crying him. So why are you kissing him? So what it means is, I think there's a basic concept, is that if you fail, you know, I was a Trump supporter. Don't tell anyone. But now I'm very happy that Biden won. Yeah, I voted for Biden. Yeah, Biden was my man. Yay, we won. I won. Because everyone has to be on the winning team. There's a certain, a person can't stand to be a failure. So psychologically, Esav tries to bite Yaakov. He fails. Now what? Oh, I'm going to kiss you. You're my best friend. No, I didn't really want to bite you. That was just make-believe. I really like you. You know, I don't know whether he's lying to himself, but he's definitely lying to Yaakov. He's lying to all the audience. I wasn't trying to bite him. I was trying to kiss him. Look, I kissed him, you see? When I was racing, you think I was biting? No, I wasn't. He's my best friend. I love him. Yaakov, me and him, brothers. Because a person, when he fails, it's not just that he can't find the energy to try again. But he even has to lie that he ever won in the first place. So if you go back to our mashal, the guy that comes to yeshiva, and he comes and he's all so excited, I want to learn, I'm going to become a Talmud Chacham, I'm going to become 15 years in yeshiva, this is my dream. And then he doesn't get his good chavrusa, and he has a bad year, and then he says, I can't do it anymore. He drops out. Someone says, hey, what happened to you? I never really was interested in learning in yeshiva. I just wanted, I thought I would come spend a few months learning in yeshiva, give it, just for having, I thought it'd be a good thing. But I always was planning on going to college full time. This was always my plan. I never wanted to learn yeshiva, And it's because the person has to create a defense mechanism. So the power of failure is so great. It's two things. When a person fails, first of all, he loses the energy to try again. And second of all, he rationalizes to himself or for sure for other people's consumption that he never won in the first place. And from now on, he has to deny to everyone that he ever wanted it. And therefore, okay, so that's the first move. The first move is just sometimes we have to be where we have to realize the shyness that we have. Everybody in life, at some point or another, I'd say everybody, but almost everybody, at some point they hit a failure. They tried to do something and it doesn't go. So the question is, how do you react when you hit a failure? Sometimes it's a big failure, sometimes it's a little failure. I take my driving test, I flunked. Okay, maybe it's not the biggest end of the world, but I failed. It takes something, I open up a business and it doesn't go. I wanted to open a certain business, it didn't succeed. I wanted to go into chinuch, it didn't succeed. I wanted to whatever it is. So the question is, how does a person react to failure? So we have to know, because there is a possibility that at some point in our lives we'll be faced with a failure, that there's a tremendous nisayon, that failure causes a person to have yish. Person emotionally doesn't have it's a natural thing that when a person fails, he doesn't, even though logically you should just do it again. What's the big deal? So try it again. Feel the first time, take it a second time. But there are so many people, you know, that they, you know, they took every single course, and they're the last test to get their degree, and they failed the last test, and that's it, and they never go and finish their degree because I failed. You know what I mean? It's so crazy. You're so far. So just retake the last course over again. I can't. I tried. I can't. So there has to be the realization of the dangers of failure, and that it's realized that it's an emotional thing. It's not logical. And surely it's not logical that it causes us to deny that we even wanted it in the first place, which is the biggest danger. The biggest danger is, first of all, gives us yish, and the second danger, it corrupts our belief of what we really wanted. Okay, that was the first shmooze. The second shmooze is maybe a different point, on the same topic. The question is as follows. If this is ripe shot, so this is Shai and Esav, so why is Yaakov crying? Yaakov is supposed to be, it's a super Talmud Chacham. So Yaakov should understand. Yaakov's crying, the Medrash says, because he's afraid that Esau's going to try again. But why is he afraid that Esau's going to try again? He should know. If this is the real psychology, and this you see from the Medrash, this is normal psychology. This is the mushroom of the Zayv with the Ayo. This is normal psychology. So Yaakov should know that Esau's not going to try again. So why is he crying? Right? You know, there's... Mimonachuk, if we are right that Esav is behaving according to normal human psychology, so and Yaakov, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, obviously much smarter than us, so he should know normal human psychology, so he should know that once Esav flunked, so that's it, I don't have to worry about Esav anymore. He's never going to try again, because he tried, he failed, he's not going to try again. That's human nature. So why is Yaakov crying? So what there's a different yisai, which is also an interesting yisai, is that when I judge my friend, even though my friend might be acting based on normal human emotional psychology, but I don't have that emotion. So it's human nature to judge him, and I judge him intellectually without that emotion. In other words, it's very hard when you don't have an emotion and your friend has an emotion, it's very hard to project. When you start thinking what your friend's going to do, you can't understand him with his emotions, because you understand him how you are. Right? In other words, Yaakov has no emotion of failure. He didn't fail. So he can't feel the emotion that Esav has for failing. Therefore, when Yaakov thinks about it logically, will Esav try again? So it's a rational thing. Of course Esav will try again. Now, Esav won't try again because he's emotionally shooken up from his failure. But Yaakov can't hear that because he doesn't feel the emotional shaken up of failure. So therefore, when he tries to figure out what Esav is going to do, he's judging Esav from his perspective. And from my perspective, of course you're going to try again, based on my logic, because I don't have your feeling. Which means, it's just a simple insight in human nature, in human relations, that one of the big problems of people misunderstand each other is because it's very hard for someone who doesn't have a certain feeling to understand the emotional feelings of the other person. People are not robots, are not computers, they have emotions. So when I judge you, I don't have your emotions, because your emotions are only by you. So even though I could be the biggest genius in the world, I could be Yaakov Avinu, but when I'm trying to understand you, I don't understand you with your emotions. So I say, I don't understand you. Why are you such a baby? Why are you getting so upset? Why aren't you, you're acting immature like a two-year-old, you know? That's because I don't have your feelings. So it's just a seer or an example, and it's maybe certain on the Chiddush, and even a Yaakov Avinu, who is a tremendous genius, cannot understand misreads Esav's behavior, because he doesn't have the emotions that Esav has, because it's almost impossible to judge the other person based on his emotions when you don't have his emotions. I can't figure it out. So it's something what it means that we have to be done people to kav zchus. When we see people doing things and we don't understand why they're doing it, and we think they're acting irrationally. This in a certain sense. Yaakov would think that Esav, when Esav doesn't attack him a second time, Yaakov would think that Esav's being irrational. Why not? This is what you want, to attack by me a second time. But it's because Yaakov thinks that way because he doesn't understand Esav's feelings. So if Yaakov could misunderstand Esav and therefore reach, and he would look at Esav like there's something wrong with him. He's crazy. I don't understand. He's nuts. He's not attacking me a second time. There's something must be wrong with him. So surely when we sometimes get into disagreements and fights with other people, we have to realize that very often the cause of our disagreements and fights is because we don't understand. We're looking at things logically, and he's looking at things emotionally. And we can't understand his emotion because we don't have it. When his emotion is by him, even though I might intellectually know that he has that emotion, but because when I don't have that emotion itself, I can't feel it. Okay, that's a different point. So the two points I'm trying to make is, one point, which was the main point I was trying to make, is that we have to be weary. Be'ez Hashem, no one should have any failures, and everything should be great, and everything should go well. But we should be weary that when we do, if and when we do have a failure, we have to be very, very careful that we don't allow the failure to affect us emotionally, and it don't allow it to make us quit, and it surely don't allow it to cause us to lie to ourselves and what our hashkafas were, because that is the nature of a failure. Failures are extremely dangerous, and they can ruin a person for life and disrail you from your whole mission in life. That's the main point I was trying to say. And the second point is that how we have to be careful in our judging of other people, that when we sometimes don't understand people's behavior, and where we think the person's acting totally irrationally, it doesn't make sense, it could very well be it's because he has some emotional reason. And being that we don't have that emotional reason, it's humanly impossible for us to understand them. Even Yaakov Avinu could not fully understand what's going on in Esav, being that he didn't have Esav's emotions. Okay, that's all. Shkaya.